First Peter 1. Starting at the first verse. When you have it, say amen. 1 Peter 1, 1 to 9. This letter is from Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ. I am writing to God's chosen people who are living as foreigners in the provinces of Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia. God the Father knew you and chose you long ago, and his Spirit has made you holy. As a result, you have obeyed him and have been cleansed by the blood of Jesus Christ. All praise to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. It is by his great mercy that we have been born again, because God raised Jesus Christ from the dead. Now we live with great expectation, and we have priceless inheritance, an inheritance that is kept in heaven for you, pure and undefiled, beyond the reach of change and decay. And through your faith, God is protecting you by his power until you receive this salvation, which is ready to be revealed on the last day for all to see. So be truly glad. Be truly glad. There is wonderful joy ahead, even though you must endure many trials for a little while. These trials will show that your faith is genuine. It is being tested as fire tests and purifies gold. Though your faith is far more precious than mere gold. So when your faith remains strong through the many trials, it will bring you much praise and glory and honor on the day when Jesus Christ is revealed to the whole world. You love him even though you have never seen him. Though you do not see him now, you trust him and you rejoice with a glorious, inexpressible joy. The reward for trusting him will be salvation of your souls. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for the gift of your precious word. We thank you for the anointing to deliver what you would have me to say. My prayer is that you get all the glory, touch our hearts to receive your word, and open our ears to hear your voice. Thank you for this opportunity to share your word. Thank you for joy and peace in the midst of our storms. Have mercy on us, O God. Help us, Lord, to surrender all unto you, withholding nothing. Bless our pastor in his absence and cover his family with your precious blood. Holy Spirit, we welcome you. In Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Amen. I don't claim to be a preacher. Hallelujah. But I am a faithful woman of God with the word from the Lord for you on this morning. I love reading inspirational stories. They are true and dear to my heart. And one that I would like to share with you is called Potatoes, Eggs, and Coffee Beans. You'll get it at the end. Once upon a time, a daughter complained to her father that her life was miserable and she didn't know how she was going to make it. She was tired of fighting and struggling all the time. It seemed just as one problem was solved, another one soon followed. Her father, a chef, took her to the kitchen. He filled 3 pots with water and placed each on a high fire. Once the 3 pots began to boil, he placed potatoes in 1 pot, eggs in the 2nd pot, and ground coffee beans in the 3rd pot. He then let them sit and boil without saying a word to his daughter. The daughter moaned and impatiently waited, wondering, what is he doing? After 20 minutes, he turned off the burners. He took the potatoes out of the pot and placed them in a bowl. He pulled the eggs out and placed them in a bowl. He then ladled the coffee out and placed it in a cup. Turning to her, he asked, daughter, what do you see? Potatoes, eggs, and coffee, she hastily replied. Look closer, he said, and touch the potatoes. She did, and noted that they were soft. He then asked her, take an egg and break it. After pulling off the shell, she observed the hard-boiled egg. Finally, he asked her to sip the coffee. Its rich aroma brought a smile to her face. Father, what does this mean? She asked. He then explained that the potatoes, the eggs, and the coffee beans had each faced the same adversity, the boiling water. However, each one reacted differently. The potato went in strong, hard, and unrelenting, but in the boiling water, it became soft and weak. The egg was fragile with a thin layer outer shell protecting its liquid interior until it was put in the boiling water. Then the inside of the egg became hard. However, the ground coffee beans were unique. After they were exposed to the boiling water, their water changed and created something new. Which are you? He asked his daughter. When adversity knocks on your door, how do you respond? Are you a potato, an egg, or a coffee bean? In life, things happen all around us. Things happen to us. But the only thing that truly matters is what happens within us. Amen. Joy in the struggle. Finding joy in your struggle. Joy is knocking at your struggle's door. Couldn't figure out which one I wanted to come up with, so I figured I'd read all of them. Peter's letter reflects believers of Christ that were persecuted and suffering. He knew firsthand because he was beaten and jailed, but Peter knew Christ. And his faith and hope was in his risen Lord. Peter was writing to the church to give them comfort and hope, even in their suffering. To believe it or not, that's when God used you most. Peter is one of my favorite disciples. And Shanita's, I think I've seen her here. Yeah. Most people knew him as the betrayer who denied Jesus Christ, as cursing Peter. Disciple who cut off the ear of a high priest, servant, and the one who walked on the water. Peter's name is mentioned in the Gospels more than anyone except for Jesus. No one is spoken of in the Gospel as often as Peter is. And Jesus spoke more to Peter than any other. When I heard that, my first thought was my Izzy. Oh, Lord. Peter was rebuked by Jesus the most. Peter confessed Jesus more boldly and accurately than any other disciple. Peter was the one who asked Jesus, how many times should we forgive our brother that sins against us? Peter was the one who insisted that Jesus would not wash his feet. Then he turned around and commanded Jesus to wash his whole body. Peter was the one who ran with John to the tomb the morning of the resurrection after hearing the report from the women that the body of Jesus was not in the tomb. Peter received public restoration of Jesus in front of the other disciples after the resurrection. Amen. Peter's personality was big. He was full of failures. And I don't know about you, but he kind of reminds me of myself sometimes. But before Christ could fill Peter with the Holy Spirit and make him a new man, Peter had to surrender all. He had to convert from trusting, pleasing, and honoring self to follow Christ. He had to be humbled, but Peter wept bitterly. After he denied Jesus three times, can you imagine the shame on his face after he denied Jesus? Peter knew he had committed a terrible sin. I'm sure he felt hopeless and was in deep despair. But Peter wept bitterly. Jesus was crucified and buried. Peter never thought that he would see his Jesus again. So he thought. But on that third day, yes. On that glorious third day, yes, he got up. But Sean Mitchell sings a song, "Death Could Not Hold Him, My Savior Got Up." Yes. Hallelujah. Our risen Christ asked Peter three times, did he love him? And a repentant and humbled Peter replied, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Peter's total surrender to deny self allowed deliverance from his suffering. But there's something about tears that cleanses one's soul. Oh, there's something about them tears. Hallelujah. But God's love and mercy for us covers multitudes of our sins. Praise God. It's easy to trust God during good times and everything is going right. But we struggle in our faith during hardships. Life can be great for a while. And out of nowhere, things go wrong. How about several things hit you at once? Things don't always go as planned. The real truth is, no one sails through this life without storms. Trouble, struggles, whatever you want to call it, is something we all have to deal with. You're not less godly because you are suffering. And you're not less godly because you're not suffering. We go through seasons in life, and we should expect hardships. But,
say but.
Some people are caught off guard because they're sleeping. We must remember who God is and that he'll never leave us nor forsake us, and his mercy and love endures forever. God's word is our hope during your struggles. Peter was writing to believers who were going through some difficult times, and they were persecuted because they were Christian. It doesn't matter what kind of trials make life tough or where our hardships come from. We must learn to expect God to use us. Use the difficulties in our lives to bring about good for us, and we are to forget about ourselves and help others in need. Acts 14 and 22 says that Paul told all his young churches, though many tribulations, we must enter the kingdom. And Jesus said, if they persecute me, they are going to persecute you. Amen. 1 Peter 4:11 to 13. If anyone speaks, he should speak as one conveying the words of God. If anyone serves, he should serve with the strength God provides, so that in all things God may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory and power forever. Beloved, do not be surprised at the fiery trial that has come upon you as though something strange were happening to you. But rejoice, hallelujah, that you share in the suffering of Christ, that you may be overjoyed at the revelation of his glory. In other words, suffering as Christians is not strange. It's to be
expected.
Hallelujah. A side note, if you are a believer, you will have trials. Taylor, Christ suffered and he was without sin. We got to stop allowing the enemy to stop our praise. During that season, the devil should be confused, bruised, bumps upside his head, black eyes, busted lips, deaf ears from our shouts of praise. Open your mouth. Hallelujah. The prophetess had told us last week, when you give God the praise, it confuses him. You've got to open your mouth when you're going through trials and hardships. Shake it off and give God his praise. It's his praise. It's due to him. Stand on the word of God and fight with your sword. Open your mouth and praise him. Hallelujah. I work in a hospital and I work with children. Parents come in the hospital because they need help. I was told that this house was a hospital. So when parents come to the hospital, they expect doctors and nurses to give them something. They don't expect to go in and leave out the same way. Hallelujah. So when you come into the house of the Lord, you don't expect to come in and leave out the same way. Hallelujah. This is the hospital. This is where you get your healing. This is where you get your deliverance. This is what you get, whatever you need from God, here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't want you to come in and leave out the same way. Amen. Amen. No matter what the situation looks like, it's here. It's here. Amen. Don't allow Satan to hold you hostage in the house of God. How dare you come where I worship? The devil is a liar. I come to give God the praise and lift up his name. I need some strength to fight in this battle. Fight your way to hook up to the power source.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It's here. Yes. Hallelujah. Sometimes we suffer because of our own poor choices. And yes, there are consequences for our sin. The Bible calls it chastisement. Yes. Do God punish us because of our poor choices? I believe he wants to teach us. Just as parents use their children's poor choices as a teaching moment when their children have been disobedient, and sometimes discipline in love is part of the process. John 10:10 says, the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but God comes that we may enjoy life and have it in abundance. If God is for us, who can be against us? Once you grasp that, God is on our side and he's always working on our behalf, your hardships will be stepping stones, paving the way to growing and trusting completely in God. I got to trust him, even when I don't understand. Remember when Peter cast his net and there were no fish in the water? But by faith, he submitted to Jesus, let his net back down, and he was blessed with overflow. Trust him. Jesus paid the price for us. That alone should make you want to just praise his holy name. Hallelujah. We belong to him. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So when the enemy comes and dangle your stuff in your face, you know how people dangle that cat thingy, and the cat is going crazy trying to get it. And you're swatting and jumping and trying to cover it up, Christian folks. from Christian folks. Hallelujah. Stop. Let your stuff go. Repent. Move forward. Because Jesus paid the price. Hallelujah. You done repented, cried, snotted about it. Put your hands up and give God the praise. Stop giving the enemy that much space in your life. Stop it. Put your hands up. Not today, Satan. Not today. Fight in the power of the Holy Ghost. You just heard that song, War Cry. Okay, let me tell you about this. So, Tanaya, we were in a car, we talked in a car, and she asked me, she said, Auntie, I want you to listen to this song. So I was listening, and I was like, oh, that's deep. Yes. I was like, whoa, you're going to dance to that. Immediately, I was like, you're going to dance to that song. And the part that I heard was, we got to fight with the power of the Holy Ghost. If you only knew the power that's within your hands, in your voice, in your walk. Sometimes you can just walk back and forth. Just walk, just walk, just walk, just walk. And you can walk whatever that is that's in your life, just walk it right on out the door. Hallelujah. Because you have power. We have power, people. I mean, Taylor, we have power. Hallelujah. What do you do when you are faced with the news you have cancer? What do you do when the doctor comes in and he tells you that you have cancer? God is my refuge and strength, and ever-present help in trouble. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will restore you to health and heal your wounds. A couple of weeks ago, Reverend Curitan had told us you need to have a go-to scripture during times when, you know, the enemy is just trying to just wear you down. God's promised word is what I clung to, what I clung to. His word was so strong and powerful, any thought of doubt was crushed. I needed help, and I needed God's promised word to carry me through that one. But let all who put their trust in you be glad. Let them sing with joy. You make a covering for them. All who have the name, who have your name, may be glad in your soul. For your will make those happy who do what is right. You will cover them all around with favor. The word. You got to walk in victory even though you don't feel it. The word. I get joy when I think about the word of God. Hallelujah. And what he has done for me. Hallelujah, the word. Romans 5:3-5. Not only that, but we rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope, and hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit, who has been given to us. God's word was comforting food for my soul that nourished my body back to health. How do you react to an early morning call that your son was in a car accident, his car flipped over on a median? Ma'am, we don't know how he got out with no scratches, bumps, or bruises, and a car may be totaled. Immediately, prostrate on my bedroom floor. Hallelujah. Miss Davis, there was an electrical fire. Your daughter is okay. She got out of her apartment in time. Then later you find out that your bright, smart, and intelligent daughter went back into the apartment to extinguish the fire. Hands in the air, thanking Jesus immediately. Woo! My daily prayer for my children is that I bind and rebuke the works of Satan. And I ask God to place a hedge of protection around them and my family. Philippians 1:6, being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will perform it unto completion. My family is covered. Speak the word over your children. Speak the word over your family. Hallelujah. Struggle. It's always going to be a struggle. Struggle's going to always be pulling you. But I choose joy. Struggle is going to weigh you down. But I choose joy. So, Miss Davis, we are coming to pick her up because we need to place her soon. And your kinship care time has come to an end. Sister Ro, one of her favorite sayings, the Lord make ways out of no way. Isaiah 43:19 encouraged me, for I am about to do something new. See, I have already begun. Do you not see it? I will make a pathway through the wilderness, and I will create rivers in the dry desert. Look at my Z, blooming into a beautiful butterfly. You gotta have an anyhow hallelujah. There's a song that says, hallelujah, anyhow, never let your troubles weigh you down. When troubles come your way, hold your heads up high and say, hallelujah, anyhow, hallelujah. You know, I don't want to be offensive to anybody, but I love to sing. And my kids hate, I don't like that word, but dislike my singing. But when it comes up, it's got to come out. I'm sorry. Because I serve a mighty God who's been good to me. Hallelujah. And I don't pay them no mind because it's sweet melodies in God's ear. Tawana, yeah. She tell me all the time I can't sing. She be like, hallelujah. But I love singing, but I can't sing a lick. But it is sweet melodies to the Lord. A family member abandoned a rental property back in 2009. I was left with a mortgage, rent, college tuition to pay on one income. This is when I decided to become more faithful in my tithing. I read Malachi 3:10. I read Malachi 3:8-10, Malachi over and over and over again. Until I understood the blessings that came with tithing. Once again, I had to put God's word to the test because I desperately needed open windows from heaven to help me financially. But what I received was so much more. Not only was my faith increased, tithing unlocked something in the spiritual realm so that God could work on my behalf. God covered my finances, and somehow, some way, money was left over and the bills was paid. God knew what my monthly expenses were, and he provided what I needed, not what I wanted. The devourer was rebuked from eating up my 90% in frivolous spending and unexpected things that occur. Matthew 6:33, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. The Bible is your sword. Open your mouth. We get quiet, low-headed, and accept defeat when the monkey is on our back. Use the word of God. This is all we got. Have. This is all we have. All right, let me get back on track. But God has been good to me. He has been so good to me, you have no idea. Peter's letter begins with praise to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. He talked about having a wonderful joy in the midst of hardships, even though we have endured many hardships for a little while. I'd like to leave you with 5 encouraging points. In verse 1, God reminds us that we are only passing through. We are temporary residents in this world. This world is not our home. Push through your troubles, recognizing they're temporary in our lives. Walk in holiness and hope as people of faith. Hebrews 11:16 tells us he's preparing a heavenly home, so no matter how hard it gets, remember we're only passing through. God reassures me with a living hope. Peter says in verse 3 that God has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ. God wants our lives to be immersed, soaked, drenched in hope. The anchor is the symbol of our Christian faith. It symbolizes hope that is rooted and grounded. Rooted and grounded. Rooted and grounded. Rooted and grounded. Verse 4, God has given us an inheritance that can never perish, never rust, never fade, or spoil. Our inheritance is reserved in heaven. In the book of Exodus, the Israelites, for 40 years in the wilderness, their shoes and clothes never wore out. God is so awesome, he preserved their clothes for the journey. 40 years they walked. You never hear or read anything about them stopping at the local mall, picking up some Starbucks coffee. It's mind-boggling. 40 years the Lord preserved for them. Verse 7, these trials are only a test of your faith. God uses trouble to make our faith strong. It is being tested as fire tests and purifies gold. Your faith is much more precious than gold. God refines us to build genuine faith. When trials come, it's an opportunity for us to trust God through it. Hardships will make you bitter or better. Which one are you? Amen. God replenishes us with inexpressible joy. In verse 8, even now you are happy with a glorious, inexpressible joy. Even now means today. This day, right now, there is no growth if you don't struggle. The struggle shapes who you are. It prepares you for the next obstacle. God also wants to remind us that joy is not something reserved in heaven. Joy is reserved for today, for all who have been born again into a living hope. God honors our faith. You will have challenges. My hope is that you choose joy when going through your struggles. Everybody stand. Just think about God chose you. He chose you. That's something to be so grateful for. Amen. And thankful. Amen. Everybody's not chosen. Amen. But he chose you. Amen. Special, unique you. Amen. So our job is to always have a praise on our hearts. To always thank him. Love him. Love one another. You have favor. You don't know that you are a diamond in the rough. Begin to praise him with an inexpressible joy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, God. Hallelujah. We thank you. Hallelujah. You have been so good to us, oh God. Hallelujah. We know that we have victory in you, oh God. Hallelujah. I thank and I praise you, Father. Hallelujah. Oh, bless your name. Encourage our hearts, oh God. Hallelujah. Encourage and strengthen us, oh God. Hallelujah. You have given us the victory, oh God. Hallelujah. Even in those dark places, oh God. Hallelujah. You have given us the victory, oh God. And we thank and we praise you, Lord. Help us to walk by faith. Hallelujah. And not by sight, oh God. Oh, bless your name, Lord. We bless your word. Hallelujah. We stand on your promises, Lord. Because you told us, Lord. Hallelujah. That you would never leave us nor forsake us, oh God. And I thank you and I praise you. Hallelujah. For you are worthy. 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 Hallelujah. Oh, bless your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Help us, O Lord. Deliver us, O Lord. Forgive us, O Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, bless your name, God. Hallelujah. God is good. Hallelujah. He has been good to me. Hallelujah. And I know he's been good to you. Hallelujah. I adore him. Hallelujah. With all my heart. Hallelujah. I praise him. Hallelujah. Because he is a good God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, bless your name. Hallelujah. Glory, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, he's such an encourager. Hallelujah. Just fall on your knees sometimes. Hallelujah. And just give him the praise. Hallelujah. Just give him the praise. Hallelujah. Just give him the praise. Hallelujah. From the belly. Hallelujah. From the depths of your soul. Hallelujah. God is good. Hallelujah. He is wonderful. Hallelujah. He is marvelous. Hallelujah. Oh, he's a mighty, mighty God. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Oh, the angels are happy. Hallelujah. Glory, Jesus. Oh, I love them. I love them. I love them. I love them. Hallelujah. I love him today. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God is good. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We gotta fight. Hallelujah. You gotta fight. Hallelujah. You gotta fight. Hallelujah. With the word of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless your name. There's victory in Jesus. Victory in Jesus. Victory in Jesus. Glory. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. 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 Glory, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Glory, Jesus. I thank God. I thank God. I'm done. But I just wanted to let you guys know that I love you. Thank you for your time, your patience. Hallelujah. Thank you. Hallelujah. I thank my pastor. We're going to have a talk a little later. But I thank my pastor. He did call me on yesterday to check on me and see if I was okay. And, you know, God is good. He's awesome. And I guess at this time we call the ministers up. Ministers, you can come up. If anyone needs prayer,